That kind of love was a killing kind.
following podcast contains views and thoughts that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE podcast. Tonight, we bring to you the Survivor 46 recap show, or as we call the Banu Simping and Crying for Sia Money show. Yeah, that's right. For anybody expecting any Survivor talk, we're probably gonna spend the entire 2 hours, and who knows if it's gonna be three tonight. We're probably gonna spend this entire show talking about just how pathetic of a player Banu is. So basically, if anybody wants a recap, they can just listen to last week's show, because that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about tonight. Obviously I'm not Jim. Jim is running a little bit late. He will be joining us in just a little bit. But, we talked about last week whether or not not only is Yanu one of the worst tribes in Survivor history, but if Banu was maybe perhaps one of the most pathetic Survivor contestants in Survivor history. And I think last night pretty much just put a cap on it when it came to, first off, we start off the episode with Banu confessing that he told Ben and Liz about the dynamics of the Yanu tribe, which basically put a gigantic target on Q, Tiffany, and Kenzie if they're to make a merge. Yanu, congratulations. You broke the challenge streak. You got your first win. Congratulations. Unfortunately, then you immediately decided, well, winning was good for once, but yeah, we're going to go back to doing what we do best and completely bottom out in the immunity challenge. It seemed that despite this being a full-blown Banu episode, we did seem to get a little bit of development from both the Siga and Nami tribes. Siga basically looks like a power play is being played by Jem, making everybody be fully convinced that Tim is the one hiding the beware advantage from them, obviously making a big target out of Tim. And at Nami, you know, Tevin pretty much opened up about how he feels threatened by Soda's social game. So now the next time they lose, or the first time they lose, I should say, Soda could be a gigantic target over there. But this, back to Banu, this was pretty much the Banu show, crying and groveling, asking people for help when, keep in mind, everybody, this is supposedly a super fan of the show. Supposedly a super fan of the show, and he's crying. I'm surprised there wasn't snot coming out of his nose last night with all the crying and begging he was doing. Not just that, but it also, he had an impromptu wrestling match with God as well, apparently, throwing jabs at God for putting him in this predicament, among other things. I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that last night got a full 4.6 million viewers, almost 4.7, because this may have been the ending of one of the most pathetic Survivor players that we've ever seen play. I'm just going to put it bluntly like that. It makes Jelinski, who said he was, you know, he referred to himself as a Survivor legend. I'll be honest with you. I think Banu proved he was more useless than Jelinski was. But we'll see what we can get. We'll see what we can get to tonight. Right now, we have JB, Melissa, Janet, and Reggie on the line. And we also have Tim in the chat room as well. For those who may be listening in, we don't know if we're going to go the full 3 hours, so you might want to call in 657-383-1308 if you want to get into any Survivor talk. Melissa, let's start with you because, you know, I'm still dumbfounded by last night's edit for basically – I still wonder how they even casted this guy this season.
Okay, you know what? I know he's not the best Survivor player. I know that, and I know he was crying and going on about that. But man, Steve, you are ripping him a new asshole. You're being a little bit too rough.
Melissa, this is a guy who is supposedly a super fan.
I understand, but oh my God. Okay. Yeah, he had to go. Not only for, I think most importantly, he had to go for his own mental health.
I mean, this is a guy... It's another example of a guy who never should have been out there on the island.
Yeah. I don't think that they were anticipating that they were going to lose as much as they did. You know? I wonder if it would be a different story had they not lost all that. As much as they did.
Yeah. I mean,
I have to say that although I know he made mistakes, I know that he made mistakes, but he was not the only player out there. I mean, look at Q in the very end. He could have easily got that immunity, but he missed. And I'll be very curious if they go to tribal council next week, who they're going to blame. What do you think? I think Tiffany and Kenzie will vote out Q. But there's also a possibility that Tiffany and Q will vote out Kenz.
It could be. I mean, it's, you know, it seemed like Tiffany was on board to vote out Kenzie before Banu revealed that he had told all the tribe's secrets on the journey. It seemed like she was on board. And then once Banu decided to be a dumbass and do that, that basically turned the tide completely. Where it was like, okay, yeah, that's basically the last straw, essentially,
mm-hmm.
with him. But I just
he was kind of dumb to tell him, you know. This is what I did.
But anyway, once again, I say you're a Survivor super fan. You claim you've seen mm-hmm. every single season of this show. A Survivor super fan wouldn't go and make decisions like that where, oh, I'm going to tell my teammate, I'm going to tell my tribe mates that I did this and put a gigantic target on my back.
Yeah. Kind of silly, but yeah. Then I got to say, I am glad that Hunter has pegged Soda as next to go. Although I was a little peeved that he said she is my competition for Kevin's attention. I'm like, you really, God, you are 1,000 times better than Tevin, and you're worried. Okay, whatever. If he were smart, he'd be getting rid of Tevin because of Tevin's social game. But who knows? And then on Sika, kudos to Jim. Boy, she's really got them fooled. I would not be surprised if she's the one that wins. I'm going to say it's going to be her or Maria.
Yeah, doesn't it really seem like she is essentially the I guess you could say breakout star of Sika. I mean, yeah, granted, they focused mainly on Charlie and Maria these first couple of episodes. But as far as actual gameplay and, you know, wanting to be silently aggressive, that's basically what Jem is doing right now.
Yeah. And then how about that stupid 5-minute segment on, oh, that was on the Nami. No, it was on Sega. Segment of Mariah not jumping. It's like white women can't jump.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That. I said it last night in the chat. You mean to tell me they have nothing game-wise that they can put in the episode, so they really have to make a segment out of this of somebody who goes on a game like Survivor with challenges that involve jumping, and you can't jump? I swear, you know, it's like, We had a couple weeks ago, we had a Taylor Swift segment. I swear, it's like some of these segments that they put on the episode. Now, granted, I understand it's for filler reasons, you know, because they gotta fill time somehow with the 90 minutes that they have. But, I mean, is there going to be a payoff to this? Like, all of a sudden she becomes a world-class champion jumper or something in challenges? Or was that basically just for filler, which essentially that's what I feel it was just filler.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, luckily for her, well, at least so far, she didn't have to jump out to get a key. But I think that's what they were anticipating, was that she was going to have to jump up and out to get a key.
Right.
But luckily for the team, she didn't have to do that.
Yeah, instead it was... This was the immunity challenge, right? Or was it the reward challenge?
Yeah, it was immunity. It was the immunity. It was the immunity where they had to climb up the rope ladder and then jump into the water and then get onto a platform and jump get up on a crate and then jump off the crate and then release the balls and drag them to the platform on the other side and then climb up and put the balls in a basket. And then once everybody was on the platform, they could go over to another platform where they would have to throw balls into the net, which... Hunter, you know, Hunter, Mr. Star, my little sweetie pie, got immunity for them. But it was down to Sega and Vanu, and and Q dropped it. He dropped the ball. He could not get that basket. They were tied. And Tim, of all people, beat him.
Yeah. The Bears, honestly, it's just, it's kind of comical at this point with Yanu. Although I will say, though, with in regards to Yanu, I don't think they're the worst tribe, because I've seen some other tribes where they got absolutely humiliated the entire tribal challenge portion of the season. I mean, yeah, they've gotten humiliated a couple of times so far, but there's been a couple of ones where they've been in it. So I wouldn't exactly put them at the, you know, at the very bottom of the, you know, of like the worst tribes in Survivor history, but I think they've got to be up there at least in consideration. I mean, you lose four straight. They should have, if it wasn't for Randon leaving last week, they should have had only, they should have had only two people entering next week's episode.
Yeah.
JB, let's get your thoughts on last night's sob fest by Banu, as well as Yanu's continuous downfall that we're experiencing. It's almost like watching a car wreck in slow motion, isn't it?
It's definitely watching a car wreck. I definitely think Banu had to go last night, but I have one other thing to say, and that is, this is in no way am I, how can I say it? I'm not... for Banu in any way, but then again, if you look at the episode as a whole, it's surprising to me that they actually, oh, how can you say it? Aired as much time as they did focusing on Banu. I blame Banu. I blame Survivor or SEGS. I blame Jeff Probst. You know, I'm not saying Banu should not have gone. Yes, he should have. Even when you look at Q, Q was trying to explain a lot of things to him, and he just put his hand over his face like, my God, what else do I need to say to this guy that he will understand? It's like I turned to my wife and I said, he is worse than a blonde woman. I mean, you can't actually, explain anything to him. And getting away from Banu, I want to say how, let me look at my, on Nami. I have to say, I think that Hunter is more or less the head of the tribe. He's the best one on there, really. I mean, he's doing it all for them on challenges and everything like that. As far as Sega, you know, props to you know, Jem. Jem is just you know, she's just kicking ass. And I love how Tim, well, I call him Fat Tim. I love how he tried to jump on that thing, and it just tipped over. And I thought, you dumb fat ass. I don't really mean to.
I remember what you're talking about, JB. I remember that exact moment. I thought that right there is when I thought that Sega was gonna was what was gonna cost Sega dearly.
And I believe that was on the that wasn't the immunity, was it? That was on the reward challenge, was it not?
Melissa, do you remember? I thought that was the immunity challenge.
It was the immunity challenge.
Okay.
Where he was trying to jump on the platform,
Yeah, and the platform was...
Okay.
So...
The food challenge was that they had to go out... They had to go out. They had to get a key or something to that effect. I can't remember. Anyway, they had to get their rings by throwing them up and over a pole.
Right.
And then they had to go and put them down on the other pole.
And then they had to throw them up on the other pole so they would go.
Correct.
Okay.
So the food is poles and rings. And the immunity is platforms and balls.
Okay. It was Tim jumping on that platform trying to get the all the key or something like that to get to the balls. And he'd jumped on the thing and it just tipped over, and I thought, man, why don't you just get somebody that's lighter to do that? I called him Fat Tim. I didn't, you know, say anything on the chat, and I thought, well, you know, talking, you know, on the podcast, maybe I can say Fat Tim. But
it definitely, you know, I almost wonder if that had cost them, if he probably would have been the target. I mean, they were already painting him as the target to begin with, because of thanks to Jem's brilliant move to paint the beware advantage being taken away on Tim.
Right.
So, I mean, he was already being made into a target that way, and, you know, he wasn't doing himself any favors at the challenge. If they were to have lost, you know, that could have been a key reason that they probably could have pointed at as a reason to potentially get rid of them.
Right. And I think Q or Yanu, I think Q was trying his best to try to explain everything to Banu. Kenzie and Tiffany, they just more or less just left it up to Q to do everything, to, you know, try to talk some sense into it. Kenzie, she kind of just, you know, oh, I got other things to do. Hey, you know, you just go on. And I can see why Banu kind of just, you know, brushed her off. But I'm not taking anything away from Banu being, more, Banu being the dumbest contestant that I know of, that I have ever seen on Survivor. And it is beyond me how they even let him on the show. He must have really talked to them, you know, to get on the show. He must have really given them a speech.
Yeah, he sold them a false bill of goods is what he did.
Yeah, exactly.
And for anybody who's done their homework, Jim was indeed right last week when he said that Banu is an actor because he does have an IMDb page. So
okay.
That, you know, that is, it's become clear as day that, you know, he said last night that he didn't want the $1 million. He wanted a million hearts. Well, what the fuck are you doing on this show then? If that's
yeah,
all you
really
want.
Who the hell wants a million hearts?
I mean, really, you pretty much just insulted all Survivor superfans by going on the show and acting as completely clueless as you did. And who knows, maybe he was, you know, normally I would say maybe he was playing it up to be a character, but you know, you do that to your tribe mates. You don't do that to the cameras. So the fact that he was doing that to the cameras pretty much tells me that he was just completely clueless, period.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a super fan who's been completely clueless.
Yeah. And that's from what we saw. So maybe they didn't show the real Banu that he was. They wanted to make him out being, you know, the dumbest guy, you know, that ever played Survivor. Maybe they didn't have any other things to, you know, put in there. I don't know.
You know, it almost seems like, and I'll go back to, you know, we go back to what Jim said a couple weeks ago about them seemingly, you know, making an example out of Jelinski. It almost seems like maybe perhaps they were making an example out of Banu as well, with how they. I mean, this guy had 23 confessionals each of the last 2 weeks, all about what should have been his boot last week and what ended up, of course, being his boot this week. It's almost if they went out of their way to completely make a fool out of him.
Yeah, he got lucky last week. That's putting it mildly.
Reggie, what are your thoughts on last night's episode? I know you. I assume you got a chance to watch it after considering that you weren't there for the live chat last night. What are your thoughts on how last night turned out?
I was able to watch it today online, and I'm over it. I'm over the pity party. I'm glad Badu got, or whatever his name is, got voted out. He needed to go. I'm kind of tired of all the, you know, having a box of tissues, you know, you want to hand them to the contestants every week. I would like it to go back to a little bit more firmer. I thought Jeff was going to be harsher on the contestants on Tribal or whatever it was. He's been nothing but a sap, you know? I do love that Jem is just loving them hunting for that, you know, beware advantage or whatever. And then she's putting it on that other guy. I think his name was Tim. I'm loving that.
Tim.
It's like she is playing the game. She is keeping her mouth quiet. When Banu confessed what he had said out on that island to those other two, oh, my God, you are a chatty Cathy. You need to shut your mouth. Now, I would have trouble out there because I'd probably be spilling my guts, too, but I do know when to be quiet. You know, because I'll talk to a post if I'm lonely. I'm just going to throw that out there. But not really. I don't talk to posts. But anyway, I really don't, y'all. But, you know, let's see, what else? I did like that they won a food challenge, but then they couldn't get the food because, they have no way to cook it. So they took the second best option. I mean, food would have helped them so much. But sucks to be them. So now I'm wondering what they're going to do next week. Have two people sit out at one tribe and three on the other, so it's 3-3-3? Or are they going to put two on one tribe and one on the other?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, you know, there's definitely a possibility that maybe perhaps I don't know if they teased it. I didn't really see the next week on Survivor preview. So I don't know if they teased a swap at all. But
no, they didn't. I saw it was just like a very little bit. Like it was two of the girls, and I don't even remember what it was because my cat knocked over my soda right at the very end of the next week's previews, and I jumped up to grab a towel. Yeah. My butthole cat. But but there was nothing there because I would have, you know, backed it up again and seen it. But no. I don't know what they can do now.
I think they'll swap next week.
Do you? Yeah. Make a whole, but they still have one man out when they, an odd person, no, they wouldn't, it'd all be even. If they made three different tribes.
They could go two tribes of seven.
Yeah. Yeah, because they couldn't make three tribes because it wouldn't be even.
Right.
Unless they did that and had a double eviction to make it even.
Well, I think they would have teased. I think they would have teased it if it was going to be a double next week.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I don't know, but anyway, it's just getting to be. It's getting to the point where somebody's crying, somebody's whining, and I'm over it. I want to see hard-hitting Survivor like in the old days.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's almost as if you're starting to wonder, okay, when are they going to actually, when is it going to get interesting, I guess we could say.
Exactly. Because, and I think Jeff Probst is just going through the motions now, like going, go for it, go get it, you're next, hurry, go. He's just doing, you know, lip service now because he's done it for so many episodes. So I don't know. Something needs to be done.
Yeah, he's being a pansy this season.
Yes, and he was supposed to be so tough.
What did you think of Soda being turned on or starting to get turned? And I know this is going to come out the wrong way, but start. What did you think of Soda being betrayed by?
I didn't like it.
By Tevin.
I didn't like it. I think that she's going to come out the victor of this. Tevin better watch his P's and Q's. Hunter thinks he needs Tevin over Soda. It's like, excuse me, Hunter, you need to get this players out. To me, maybe I'm wrong and y'all don't agree with me, but strong players go to the end and strong players mostly win. So I would be turning the tables on Tevin. But that's just me. I didn't like it that they were picking on my Soda.
Well,
I like it.
Let's get the thoughts of the man, the host of the Survivor 46 recap podcast, and without whose help, none of these podcasts would be possible to bring to you, Jim. We've been discussing last night's sob fest. We could call it that with Banu. I've been completely bashing him so far tonight, but I mean, I don't think there's really anything else we can say about the guy.
Well, I tried to clue people in last week, and I guess people didn't pay attention to me until this week when it got even worse, and they kind of started seeing it for themselves, and a lot of fans started doing some Googling on their own, and they found out he was an actor and started adding things up as to the debate. Was everything he was doing legit, or was some of it acting? So I don't know. I know Jeff came out today and totally defended him. And, in my opinion, that is basically him defending casting for even putting him on the show. Instead of coming out and saying, maybe we messed up. Maybe he shouldn't have been on the show, but Jeff's praising him now too. But it's getting a lot of negative attention from fans. Fans don't like this season. They are not happy with what they've seen so far. It's being compared to soap operas, Cry Fest, people begging for Taylor Swift attention. I don't know why you edit and allow all of that on there. If I'm Probst, I'm living in the real world. I know what's going on with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and why am I going to sit there and edit and include all of that footage where this guy obviously is having a love affair with Taylor Swift and begging for Taylor Swift's attention? Why am I going to even put that on the show? Did Jeff think that was going to get attention from Taylor Swift? It's kind of creepy, Jeff. It's kind of creepy that's going on. It was – luckily, the show will pick up now that some of these people are gone. And, man, it was just – I didn't watch it last night. I watched it today. Man, it was, I mean, there were some good parts to it, you know, with the, you know, the stuff that Jim did. And now they're starting to try to figure out, okay, who's the one lying here? You know, because we done dug like 8 feet deep and we can't find nothing. But, and I can't believe she was able to control herself and not laugh about it. I would have probably been laughing my ass off. I'd have probably had to give it away and say, look, guys, look, I can't do this no more. I can't take it no more. I did this shit. But kudos to her for that. And let's see, a couple other quick thoughts about last night. I think Soda's in trouble. If I'm JB, I'm just so freaking overboard happy right now. So make of that what you will, if you know what I'm talking about with JB. What else? Practicing jumping. Jumping. I've never never heard of that before. I don't know what
we
that
thought
was.
White men can't jump.
Yeah, well, white women can't either, I guess. But let's see. I covered the jumping. We finally found out who Tim is. He's pretty decent in challenges, so kudos to him. Hunter and Kevin seemed like they're going to be the bond. Q, Kenzie, Tiffany, boy, they, ooh, man, it's just bad there. But keep in mind, there's two women left and one guy. We'll see what else I got here. The advantage by Jim, yeah. Banu and Sia, Soda soon. Venus, did you notice how when they handed the immunity idol to Venus? She turned and handed to Soda and smiled. It's like, I know you want this, bitch. Take it. I covered the Charlie. I covered Kenzie and Tiff are a force. I don't think I covered that yet, but they're a force. I guess that's all I got from last night. Looking ahead, Soda's in trouble. Venus is gone.
No,
you know,
don't tell me that.
Venus probably shouldn't have been underestimated and walked on. And the edit last night about her handing that idol back and smiling, that's just maybe a little bit of foreshadowing of who's going to win that little battle. Did somebody pick Soda to win? Reggie, did you pick Soda to win or just go far?
Go far. I don't have a winner yet. It's too early to pick.
Oh, it's still too early. We're 4 episodes out of 13 in, and it's still too early.
Well, last year and the year before, you didn't ask that early, I didn't think.
Yeah, we asked way earlier.
Really?
Yeah. We normally get the winner picks the first episode.
Well, apparently my gut is not with me this year because I have nobody. I have nothing. Maybe it's because it's such a crappy season so far.
Well, I agree. It has been. They've dropped the ball. They've dropped the ball, but they had a couple of, I mean, as far as the show, they had a couple of bad breaks. Look, going back to Jelinski, I mean, what the hell, you know? I mean, and then Liz was kind of a non-entity, And then they couldn't help what happened to Randon with the medevac. And then Bynoe was there's really no words. It was just undescribably how horrible he was. Whether it was 100% legit or him doing some acting, either way it was horrible. Either way. And that's something that should probably be discussed now, because if he was just trying to get SIA money, which I've seen some fans today bring up the point that SIA, what you started out doing was fantastic and a great thing, but now it's ruining the game, because players don't only go out there to try to win the game. If they don't think they can win the game, they go out there to try to win SIA money. And now SIA has become part of the game.
Yeah.
I mean,
by the way, Jim,
I'm out there, I know I can't win, I'm going to come up with every slob story I can come up with. I'm going to cry. I'm going to do everything I can to get the SIA money. Because the SIA money usually is more money than the runner-up.
Jim, just to recap real quick who we have on air. Just to recap real quick who we have on air. We have Melissa, we have JB, we have Reggie, and we have Janet on the line with us currently.
Okay, well, I know I didn't do Melissa any favors this week when I posted in our Mods Only group that I had a conversation with Tev. See, that tells you I talked to him. It ain't Tevin to me. Now it's Tev. I call him Tev. Had a conversation with him.
I'm still going to call him Guns.
Well, you can call him all you want to, but I'm telling you, he was super nice. You know, maybe it was just because of me or whatever. He was super duper nice. He really was. And
But you know what? And that's fine, Jim. But still on the show, I didn't get the chance to talk to him. So, still on the show, what I see, I don't like.
Well, I haven't until last night. But what I saw last night with him trying to make this a two thing with Hunter instead of Soda and worrying about Soda and how socially gifted she is, I thought that was smart.
I agree with that, actually.
And Hunter was completely on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who do you want to team with, Hunter or Soda?
Well, I think that he'll choose Hunter, but I think that he will completely screw Hunter over. That's what I predict.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
okay.
I doubt that. But I think if you look at that tribe now, Hunter, Kevin, tight. Venus, dangerous. She's dangerous. Whether she looks like it or you think it, she's dangerous. Looking at Sega, I mean, they haven't been touched, but nobody is impressive. I mean, Jim is doing things to try to play the game. Tim finally started showing up in challenges. Charlie's a...
Why are we
there? I don't know what the hell Charlie is. I don't know. I don't even know why he's out there. I mean, he should have stayed home and live streamed Taylor Swift concerts every day. I don't even know why he's out there. Ben? Who the hell is Ben?
Ben's the Metallica guy.
Okay. I mean, I honestly had to ask because I don't remember who he is. So,
yeah, he's the guy who loves Metallica.
And then Mariah and Maria. I mean, they're okay. And one of them is probably going to do pretty good. But if you're keeping up with what's going on, it's probably starting to get a little obvious who's going to be there at the end. Oh, and Steve, final score was 1-0 Arkansas, shutout.
Jesus. Talk about slim.
14 straight.
Good Lord. I mean, talk about a slim margin.
And for those that are in the Whispers March Madness, Kentucky lost.
Who oh, yeah, bye-bye.
They played Oakland.
All right.
Wow. I don't even
Kentucky
know how to
lost.
Get in there and check my scores.
Well, you can go back. You can go back. But I will tell you this, Reggie, you don't really have to, because at the end of the night, every night, I post a screen capture of the leaders.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. All right. Never mind.
All you have to do is keep checking that main thread that we started. We keep everything in that one thread all season long.
Okay.
So you'll see who's doing what. And if you're not in that screen cap, you know you're not doing that great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm likely at the very bottom, so...
But it's funny, Reggie, because we had like 42 brackets, and I think we're down to only like one, maybe, that is still perfect and doesn't have a loss on it. It doesn't take us long to screw the. It does not take us long to screw things up.
Absolutely not, and we wear that badge proudly.
I mean, that's our motto. That's our motto every season. We're here to jinx teams and bust brackets.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Hey, I had Kentucky winning on one of mine. So that tells you right there.
Yeah, Steve, just so y'all know, I was telling Steve about this today because at one point we had – still had six perfect brackets. One of them was Ryan. One of them was Tim. Two were little JJ, and two were me. So I'm thinking, oh, hell, here we go. I got to beat my damn family again at this crap, because that's usually what happens. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, there's only two brackets left that are perfect. It doesn't take long. I mean, and while I was telling Steve all this, and Steve was like, "It took me one game, Jim."
Yeah, it took me one game to lose any shot I had.
So anyway, JB, what do you think? Kenzie last night. She was she got a good edit. She was the one that was most comforting to our actor in the cast this evening, season. Badu, whatever his name is. Banu. What'd you think about your girl?
I like how she dissed him that one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to watch her go pretty deep in this thing? Can you contain yourself?
I was just saying that I'm just mesmerized. It just her beautiful
her eyes.
You know, as far as how far she goes, that's not, you know, I really don't care how far she goes.
Well, if you really like her, you should probably want her to go far.
Well,
so you get to see more of her, you know.
Yeah, get to see more of those beautiful green eyes.
I thought they were blue.
Yep, they're blue.
Oh. You sure? I thought they're green. Blue.
I'm glad you chimed in there, Melissa. I'm pretty sure they're blue.
They're blue. You must be colorblind. Hey, does that change your opinion? Oh, forget it now. She's got blue eyes, not green. Never mind, everybody.
I think you better watch it again, you know. I really do.
I think you better look again, sweetheart.
Well, sweetheart.
Steve.
Hang on.
You know, Steve, Coach Cal.
Yes.
Second first round loss being a top three seed in the last 3 years.
Jesus. And yeah, I'm the dumbass that I'm one of the dumbasses that picked them to win.
The thing with them watching SEC this season, the thing with them, they can score. They can light it up. They can't guard. They couldn't guard me and you and Tim. And that showed up tonight. They could not guard the 3-point shot. Last count I had, Oakland had 15 threes.
So
they
could
still
Oakland,
didn't know how to
could
guard.
Oakland be this, could Oakland be this year's Cinderella story?
I don't know, but Gonzaga is beating the hell out of another Cinderella. Everybody thought McNeese State. Everybody thought they might be the Cinderella. Gonzaga saying,
Hold my beer.
Gonzaga.
By the way, Tim said, no, they could guard me. I'm 5'10".
Tim's problem would be not knowing what jersey to wear. Do I wear Harper? Do I wear Embiid? Who do I wear? Do I wear Turner? Do I wear Hurts?
Do I wear Kimball?
Maybe I wear Lane Johnson because he's such a awesome individual.
Do I go get drunk
anyway
with Travis Kelce? Or, I mean, with Jason Kelce?
Yeah. He gone. So, but, Melissa.
What?
Looking at the previews for next week, did you take anything out of that?
I did not see the previews for next week.
Okay, so you didn't see who they are strongly hinting found an idol on NAMI.
Well, hopefully it's Hunter.
Well, the way they showed it, and of course it could be misdirection, but the way they showed it, they showed Soda talking about an idol and hoping it didn't end up in the right hands. And then they show Venus just walking by, smiling and smiling and smiling.
Okay, I'm going to – let me turn on my
You got to go look at that now, don't you? you thinking, oh, that sounds interesting. I got to go check this out.
Oh, look at that. Kinsey's eyes are blue.
Well, there goes your narrative, JB.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hang on.
JB, the thing about this is it just kind of totally blows your observation skills to hell. All you did was rave about her eyes, and you ain't know the color.
You know what? Anymore, who cares what color they are?
Oh, all right, Melissa, have you checked it out yet?
No, because I was editing. Okay, never mind.
All right.
Hey, okay, they're showing it right now. Hang on.
Yeah, she's editing. Hold on.
I see they added a little bit of extra too. Not just that, but also looks like Tim is maybe clued in a little bit about. Okay, fine. I'll shush.
Oh, I think Tim's on.
Somebody's not telling the truth. Oh, we're all suspects. Well, they showed her smile a little bit. They were saying this hope that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And they show Venus smiling. And I suppose she could have it. I mean, what's his butt told her where it was.
Yeah, Randon.
Yeah.
So if you were told, looking at who's left, that Soda and Q probably wasn't going to be around much longer, would you believe it?
Yes. I was telling Steve before that if they go to tribal again next week, who are they going to blame, right? So it's either going to be Tiff and Q taking out Kinsey or Kinsey and Tiff taking out Q. And it sounds to me like it's going to be Tiff and Kinsey taking out Q.
Okay, and if it's not them and it's Nami, you could see it very easily being Soda? They did build up to that this week with Kevin and Hunter. And you know the editing on this show, usually it's a week out. You know, they'll show you something this week and you're thinking, oh my God, that's going to happen tonight. And then it's like, oh no, okay, it's going to happen next week. I mean, they do use that rule of thumb quite a bit. Which would again mean Sega is touchless. Still, if either one of those tribes lose somebody, still Sega is intact. I have never seen a tribe survive like this, but yet be a tribe of players that I don't really see a threat in the whole bunch, but yet they don't lose.
At some point, the Kumbaya has to end. At some point.
Well, yeah, I guess when they merge. I mean, More than likely, all six won't make merge. More than likely. At least one of them won't make it. But if you're looking for...
So one of them.
Well, yeah. But if you're looking for most likely targets coming up soon, you might want to look at Soda and Q. And by that point, you are getting to the, whatever they call it, whatever it is, and win your way to the merge and all that kind of crap. I don't know. There's going to be some good gameplay coming, but I still don't understand Probst saying this was the best season of the new era. I don't think fans are going to believe that when this is over.
I don't even believe it now.
Yeah,
you know,
we haven't seen anything
what we said,
yet.
Jim. Remember what we said previously, Jim, you know, is it all hype or is there actual substance to it? And right now it's looking like it's nothing but all hype.
Yeah. Well, I've never watched a season that I didn't think the winner deserved to win. Because if you go out there and you do this and you outlast everybody else in the time out there in those conditions, you deserve to win. Now, are there some that are more deserving than others? Of course there are.
Yeah.
And there's some that fans will look like, oh, well, they didn't deserve it. Well, yeah, they probably deserved it, but maybe not as much as other winners that you're thinking about. But I think anyone that wins deserves it. And
look at Janet on our most recent Survivor season in Whispers.
He just had to do that, didn't he, Janet?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Janet. I'm trying to insert you into a Janet,
you note that in the back of your head now. Steve's the one that brought up, maybe I didn't deserve to win. It wasn't Jim. It was Steve.
Hey, now, I didn't mean that. I did not mean that.
And for what it's worth, I think the same thing about our games. Anybody that can make it through what they have to go through to win our game, they deserve to win. And yeah, again, there are more deserving winners than others, but if they got there and they won, they damn sure deserve it, because it's hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Steve, that season you didn't win,
yeah.
She did deserve to win.
I'm just pissed off I didn't get a single vote.
Oh, man.
I'm just pissed off I didn't get a single vote. That Doyle in particular, who was my final two, who would have been my final two, told me that, oh, because she played a meaningless idol, that's what secured her my vote.
Oh. He's blaming it on Doyle now.
Oh, my God. Melissa, do you still hear how these Whispers players hold these little grudges for years? And I'm no different. I'm still pissed off that Tim didn't vote for me when he should have. Because when I win, I want every damn vote. I want a clean, I want to sweep the board. So, Kim and Angela Sanford, whatever mayo or mustard she is, both of them cost me perfect seasons.
Yep.
And Angela Angela Mayo Mustard even voted for somebody that I took out in a final three, and JJ just decided, oh, no, we don't want to let nobody go. We're going to let all three of you go and make it a final three. And I'm like, I beat his ass. He's out. No, I think all three of y'all should go. And that's who she voted for. She didn't vote for the girl that never got beat or voted out. She voted for the third place dude. And I am using the word dude because that's who it was.
Yeah.
But how can we get off on that to start?
I don't know.
Because of well, we got off on it because of players being perceived as non-deserving winners. And, fans are pretty adamant. You know, a lot of fans, I mean, there were a lot of fans when Michelle won. They, oh, my God, she don't deserve it. What was her name? The girl with the Borza last name, was her name Amber or something?
Borzocha?
That's the impression. Huh?
Are you talking Big Brother?
No, Michelle on Survivor. The Amber girl, all the fans went nuts over and got pissed off when she didn't win and started saying Michelle didn't deserve it. And
hang on.
She wore glasses, had curly hair. See, that's the impression she left on me. I can't even remember her name.
Aubrey.
Okay. Aubrey Bracco, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? Michelle won, and she cashed the check.
Yeah.
End of story. That's all that matters, really. Seriously. It's all that matters. You know, when Fabio won, he cashed a check. He won. Yeah.
Yep.
It was funny because he was out there detoxing all season, but he won. But I think JB will be happy this season. I think I would say right now, if I had to put a percentage on it, I would say about 60% of the fans will be okay once this season's over. And to me, that's low. That's a low number.
Yeah.
If I were doing a show, I'd be hoping for 80, 85, 90% of the fans to be at least happy with the season. You might not like who won, but at least be happy how it played out.
To me, there's a lot more gameplay that's going on, and they are not showing it. They're just showing just trivial stuff.
Well, JB on Sega, where they've been safe the whole time, how much gameplay can you expect? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. They're safe.
Well,
they don't need no gameplay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
with Nami hasn't needed much gameplay. I mean, it was simple for them with Liz, and then they had no control over Randon. Now you're starting to see a little bit of the gameplay over there. With Yanu, I mean, we've seen all kind of gameplay. But it was just mixed in with all of this Banu bullshit. So I mean, that's my defense of the editors. But, you know, I know it's going to pick up some, but I don't know that it's going to pick up to the degree where fans are going to be like, well, Jeff didn't lie to us. This did turn out to be the best of the new era seasons. I don't think fans are going to see it that way.
Oh, JB, whatever you do, do not go into whisper into mods only.
Oh, well.
Must be blue eyes. And I have
well,
to look. I don't know, but I'm guessing there's a picture of blue eyes.
Yeah, let me just say that they looked green.
I don't think you care what color they are. You probably wouldn't care if they were purple.
Steve, I don't know how we could do it. But it would be unprecedented, and it may be called for. I don't know how you drug test people that join a podcast. But
well, you ask it. You
saying,
ask a
saying that about the difference between blue and green. I don't know, man.
You could do it on. I used to do this. At probation, you can do it on FaceTime. You got to have eye contact so they don't cheat. Do you want me to explain how we did it?
Well, no, we may put you in charge of it.
I love that. They never let me have no fun. They only let me do women.
I refuse.
Okay, if you refuse, you're automatically dirty.
Okay. I'm automatically dirty then.
Kind of like a DUI test. If you won't take the DUI, you did it. You're drunk.
That's right.
You high.
I haven't touched a drink since 77, so, hey.
Well,
if you won't believe it.
That rules out a good defense for you, though, JB, because if you said I was drunk, we'd all be like, okay, well, that's what happened.
I don't know what it is, and maybe it might be my eyes going bad at such old age.
Okay. Oh God. Well, Janet, what do you think about all this right now, Janet? Seager is still intact, but yet nobody really stands out to me over there. That's like. Even when they're doing challenges, it's like, yeah, they always win somehow, but there's nobody really stands out. Now, Kim a little bit this week was shooting basketball. I mean, that was okay. But other than that, nobody has really stood out. And at NAMI, what we saw with Hunter and Tevin, and maybe they don't mind taking soda out. And let me throw this in there real quick, because I told Steve this today. For what it's worth, and this has nothing to do with anything except soda had a really beautiful singing voice.
Oh. Hmm.
When she was singing her little song she made up at camp, I was like, girl, you need to try out for Idol, American Idol. I mean, you sound good. So if you didn't catch that, go back and listen to her. She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and listen. I missed that.
Yeah.
Me too. Is that when they were singing about food? That rap?
Yes, Reggie.
Oh, that
was
good. Yes,
she
I agree.
Was,
She was
good. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it caught me. I was like, whoa.
Damn, that girl can sing. So, but what do you make everything right now, Janet? I mean, looking, you know, kind of look, kind of look to the past a little, and go ahead and say what you think about Bynoe and all of his crying and whining and praying and everything. I mean,
okay.
And then look ahead a little bit now, as you know, we're probably a couple of boots away from a merge, but. You know, say a little bit about what happened this week and then look ahead a little bit.
Okay. So with Bynoe, after you said last week, Jim, that he was an actor, I went back and I watched the last week's episode all over again and watched Bynoe. And then coming into this episode, what really caught my attention was when he said he was a super fan and he's seen every episode. There's no way that this guy hasn't been acting. You cannot have watched all those episodes and still be clueless on how the game works, how to have to play a social game, when to keep your mouth shut. I called BS on that, and it's definitely for the sea of money. It actually, like, wowed me because, I mean, I believed what you were saying, but I didn't think he was that great of an actor until he said that about being a super fan, because I thought there's no way you can be a super fan and not know the game. So, I mean, he needed to go. I'm glad he's gone. If I hear anybody talking about A Million Hearts again, Jesus, that was just too much. Oh, but, yeah, he just needed to go. And I really...
That's a good point, Janet. That's a good point, mm-hmm. because one of the things, and I think one of the mistakes he made, was when he told them the information he gave up when he went away on that little journey.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have told them the things he said,
yeah.
And that goes with your point of being a super fan. If you're a super fan, you know you don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And when he did that, the first thing we've seen on this episode was about him confessing that he had done it. You knew you did something wrong. You just wanted your tribe mates to find out before it was too late or for whatever reason. I didn't even understand it, but he knew it all. He knew what he was doing. I don't believe he was clueless at all. I really think when people were giving him advice and stuff, he was soaking it all in for his emotional, dramatic side of it all. I didn't like him. In the beginning, I guess I was fooled because I really, in the first episode, I really liked him, and I thought, oh, this is going to be good. I'd love to see how he does. And then as the week, like as the weeks have gone on, I'm like, no, I don't like this guy. So, but... The only person that really caught my eye this episode on Ziga was Jem. I mean, we're not seeing a lot, of course, because they keep winning, but I liked seeing that from Jem, and I think it's smart how she's trying to blame it all on Tim and stuff. But you're right. Anybody else on that side is not really catching my eye. I like Maria, but we haven't got to see any real, like, gameplay from them, so I don't know how that's going to go. Nami, I'm really liking the Hunter and Tevin thing. I don't really like Tevin, but I think he's playing really smart. And the two of them together, I had no idea that they would have even wanted Soda off. I thought Soda was playing like a really good social game. And, I mean, she is. But for them to want to target her, it's so smart. I can't wait to see what comes out of that. I think I'm really looking forward to when we see a merge, because then we're going to see more gameplay, and I'm hoping it'll get more interesting. I'm tired of seeing you new. And I felt bad for them, and I still feel bad for that. There's only three of them left over there, but the gameplay, I want to see more of it from the other two tribes. So I'm excited to see what happens come the merge.
Yeah. Well, one thing, when you get to the merge, you will see more Kenzie when you get to the merge.
Okay.
But you made really good points. And I think Kevin's whole thing with Soda was he kind of felt like he was looking in the mirror, because Kevin is playing really good socially and making bonds with everybody, and he saw the same thing from Soda.
Yep.
And it made him start questioning, will they like her more than me?
That's a good point, yep.
And I think it's that old thing where, do I get her before she gets me? I think that's what Kevin was thinking.
That makes sense, yep.
Yeah. What do you think, JB, how it played out? I mean, Seager's untouchable. We did see a little of Tim, and it's really cool seeing what Jim is doing with the leading them on the wild goose chase. That's good TV, and it may be good gameplay for her. And then with Yanu, you got three left now, two girls and a guy. God forbid they go back again. What's going to happen? Tiffany's got an idol, so she's safe.
By the way, real quick, we do have Tim on the line. Just wanted to add that in real quick.
Okay. All right. We'll get to you in a minute, sure. Tim. And JB, with Nami, the whole Hunter Tevin kind of solidifying that they're a pair and they can do without Soda, which leaves Venus in a good spot. What do you think about all this, JB?
I think that's good, really. One other thing I want to mention, and that is to Melissa. It was the reward challenge that Tim jumped on that platform, or he jumped on that whole thing to get that thing off of, and it kind of went in the water and everything. That was
immunity.
The reward challenge.
When he went to jump on that platform,
well,
he had a ball in his hand. That makes it the immunity challenge.
When he jumped on the platform, that was the immunity challenge. I didn't mean platform. I actually meant that like that triangle kind of thing. He jumped on it, and he just went in the water. I just called him Fat Tim. Not when, I'm really meant to say, I didn't mean to say that he jumped on the platform. I know that he did jump on the platform, and that is, that was a moment too. That was the immunity challenge. I'm talking about the reward challenge. He jumped on that other square kind of ball.
Yeah, when they were trying to get their key. He was
yeah.
trying to stand on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
and
trying to stand on it, and he could not bring himself to get up there.
And it just went over. He just went in. I thought, oh, you fat butt.
So he didn't learn his lesson, and he did it again with the immunity challenge. And
yeah.
Dang near fell in the water again.
But I did like...
He doesn't learn lessons very fast.
I know. But I did... I loved the... gameplay that Jem is doing, and she's more or less putting the blame on Tim. I love that, and I'm like you, Jim. There is no way in heck that I could just sit there and watch them just digging and digging and digging without saying anything or without walking away somehow. And
she used great restraint.
And I'm sure she did that, because if she would have walked away, they would have said, you know, Jem's walking away. Maybe she has something to do with it. So,
but you know, the other good thing about this, JB, for her is she had this advantage, and it's very easy to just sit back and be comfortable. Like, all right, I've got this advantage. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to call you or whatever. But she took it and decided I can do more with it. I can use this to create another move somehow. So, I mean,
yeah,
kudos to her for that. I mean, that's thinking outside the box, you know.
Yeah.
When you're playing games and stuff, she was thinking outside the box.
And she's not telling anybody else either, which is good.
Yeah.
And you don't see that too often.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to her for thinking about this. You know, because like I said, most time players just have that advantage, and they're like, all right, well, cool, I got this. All right, I'm going to chill. But she's like, all right, I got this. What else can I do now?
And the thing with Hunter, I wasn't paying attention to Hunter and Tevin kind of getting together. I was mainly looking at Hunter as doing most of the work on the challenges for the Nami tribe.
Well, JB, I think right now if they took a poll with fans as to which player so far in this game has done the most and been the best all-around player, Hunter would win hands down.
Yeah. And it's my fault for not actually, how can I say it, keeping up with each of the players each night. I was just seeing Hunter last night. I didn't really see him. I wasn't paying attention to how he was playing the other nights. It stood out last night. Him,
yeah.
Jem, I liked how Q was trying to explain things to Banu, and Q just took his hand on his head and just like, oh man, how can this guy be so stupid? Even if I write it out, he's going to say, well, I don't understand. Can you explain this to me?
For everybody on here and everybody's going to listen back that knows my history in playing games and everything, just think about that for a minute. How would I have handled Banu if he come to me like that? Just I knew you would go laugh real hard. I mean, I'd be,
you,
oh my God, what the fuck are you doing out here?
Wow.
That tribal council would be great.
Oh, you fucking ass clown. God damn.
Well, Steve, there goes my reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, my God. I mean, mm-hmm. And Kenzie was at that point, she was at that point last night where she was like, I don't want to help this guy. I don't want to talk to this guy. And then she's like, I guess I have to go apologize. I don't know. And then she ends up being real comforting to him. But her initial reaction was she didn't want to have nothing to do with it either.
Yeah.
And JB, I had a song come to mind that we can change one word in the lyrics, and it can be your song this year. Don't it make my brown eyes blue? We can make it to where don't it make my green eyes blue?
Well, let me just say one thing. They're
you were
probably
sober. We know, JB, you were sober.
Yeah. They're blue eyes, but my what it was when she was giving her confessional, it's when the sun was shining in on her eyes. It was the direction that the sun was shining, and it looked like they were green. It was the sun. It was the sun that made her blue eyes look green. That's my excuse.
Okay.
And you don't believe one thing, do you?
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you, JB. Everybody listening to you right now thinks you're full of shit.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, I'm brutally honest. That's how I am. I call it like I see it.
And you know me, I'm honest too. If you think I'm full of shit, I'm not even going to argue with you. Not like I would have 15 or 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Then I would have argued with you, and I would have been banned for 6 months. And anymore, you know, if you think that I'm full of shit, you know what? I'm full of shit.
You are correct.
You are right.
All right, well, look, let me get Tim on here now and get his thoughts about last night with finally being rid of Banu, and maybe what he thinks about how much of it was just an acting job. Was he trying to get Sia money? What's the real truth? How Sega is still untouchable, but we did finally see a little of Tim in a challenge, and he had really good form on his basketball free throws. And Jim, with what she's attempting to do, having them go on the wild goose chase. And then at NAMI, Hunter and Tevin seemingly becoming a power two and being agreeable in maybe taking out Soda, which would help Venus. So, I mean, we got all of these things going, Tim. Break it down for us. What do you think?
Well, first of all, thank freaking God Banu is finally gone. He was just so, so, so painful to watch. It was just so bad. I'll tell you, he's a terrible actor. I don't know what if he was doing it for CM money or what, but it was bad. As for the other stuff, well, first of all, I think it was absolutely hilarious how Tim kept flipping over that thing and falling in the water during the challenge.
He just kept wanting to jump on it.
Yep. I was absolutely dying at that. And then yeah. I'm kinda glad to see Soda's becoming a target on Nami because I'm just not a fan of her. I'm really not. Let's see. Yeah, there's just something about her that rubs me the wrong way. And so Hunter and Tevin I would not have really seen coming, but it's smart for Tevin because Hunter's challenge skills are going to make a great shield for Tevin, I think. And that's probably the most underrated part of that, them teaming up. Jem, what she's doing is, in setting up Tim as a target like that, that's pretty smart, I think. And also, I don't know if it's been pointed out yet, but they named episode 7 episode Several.
Hmm.
Which I find absolutely hilarious. And you know that's a shot at Jelensky.
Yeah, but I think with a lot of fans, Tim, Banu has been Jelensky's saving grace because I've seen a lot of fans saying, you know what, I thought Jelensky was bad until I had to watch Banu.
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate.
looking at it now for each, give me a player from each tribe that you think it could possibly be in jeopardy.
Okay. Well, Nami, that's obvious. Soda. Siga, I'm going to say Tim. And then for Yanu, you. Because it's all going to hinge on Tiffany, and from what you said, Q's leaving pretty soon, so I'd have to suspect she sides with Kenzie.
Yeah, well, and the other thing there is Tiffany's got an idol.
That's also very...
Yeah, and so she's going to be safe.
Yep.
Because you can't really see Kenzie and Q trying to blindside Tiffany.
Correct.
So Tiffany won't even be worried about having to play her idol. So
right.
It comes down to Kenzie or Q, and maybe, there was the talk of Q trying to take out Kenzie. So that leaves Kenzie and Tiffany probably being together, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
So you could see Q in trouble. You could see Soda in trouble. What about Siga? Who the hell would be in trouble? We don't even know anything about him.
Probably Tim.
Even after how he tried, after how he helped out? I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, if they do, what would the reason be?
Well, the reason would be the target gem planted on him, and it's probably almost merge.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Cause,
which, boy, would that be a cruel way to leave after you've started picking the ball up and helping your tribe in challenges, and Jim just decides to have fun with her advantage and pick you out and take? Man, that would suck to leave like that.
it absolutely would. Like, when we get to the Murgatory, I could possibly see Tim being the boot there.
Ooh, let me think. Okay, all right. All right, I could see that. So, you may be onto something there. But I want to get back to Melissa because I ain't heard her enough tonight. I want to hear more from her and her thoughts about what's left now, moving forward. I mean, I'm pretty sure I know how she feels about Banu, and but moving forward, and you still got to deal with Gums. He ain't going nowhere just yet. So, what are you thinking might happen, as opposed to what you wish would happen?
What? I'm sorry. Say that again.
I want you to break down everything now. Not so much as to what we've seen with Banu. I think we've all covered that. But I want you to break down what you possibly see happening now moving forward, as opposed to what you would like to see moving forward.
Well, you all know that on NAMI, I would like to see Kevin out. But it looks like he's going to be there a long time, which makes me sick. But anyway, I think that Soda's gone. Whenever it is that they decide they're going to lose an immunity challenge with Mr. Hunter in there, unless he sits out at some point, I think she'll probably be there for a little while anyway. Then on Sega, I like Jem, but in the previews, it shows somebody is lying to us, and she turned around and had a dirty look on her face. So I'm wondering if they don't start questioning her and thinking, and her thinking, oh, crap, how do I get out of this one? But I do think that Soda is in trouble. I think that Tim Spicer might be in trouble, or Mr. Bo in his hair. and then if Yanu goes to tribal, it'll probably be Q.
Jim, I think we have Peggy joining us.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, everyone. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Peggy.
Hey.
How's it
everyone?
Going, Peggy?
All right.
Okay. I promised to call in today, so that's why I'm calling in.
Peggy, you saw the episode, right?
I kind of sort of did, but I got bad news right in the middle of it, so I didn't finish it, and I haven't had a chance to finish it. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I saw part of it.
What do you make? Well, let's get this out of the way first, because it's kind of been the big talk. What do you make of the whole Banu stuff? I mean, do you find him sincere? Do you think a lot of it's acting, especially since it's come out that he is a actor? And I brought up the point last week, before anybody even thought about this crap, that maybe he's acting, trying to get Sia money. What do you think about all that? Do you, and I talked to Abby today from Survivor. A lot of you remember her, Abby Gomez. She buys every bit of what Banu is saying and thinks he's just a poor child that was out there in over his head. And I raised up possibilities to her, and she said, You know, and she's the one that pointed out to me what Probst said defending it, which when I read how Jeff defended it, I kind of felt like he was defending casting to kind of skirt the issue and say, you know, we didn't mess up. We did good in casting. This is legit. He's like that. Instead of just like, I think maybe we dropped the ball on this guy. So, I don't know. I mean, there's so many possibilities with him. What do you think? I mean, just trying to read the guy.
I'm confused because at first, like, I really thought, oh, okay, once I found out he was an actor, I was like, because it just didn't make sense to me. Like, you're not there for $1 million, number one. So to win, you know, and then some of his crying and stuff, there was no tears and stuff. But then some of what I did see yesterday, I don't know, I felt like it was sincere. I saw him up in the air, really. You know, I think like he, from, you know, I don't know. I'm just kind of up in the air. But, you know, I really don't know what to make of it, to be quite honest. You know?
Yeah.
He could be. It felt genuine, that part yesterday, but before I was like, oh, my God, this guy has to be acting, like, because I thought maybe it's a strategy, you know, for them to keep him around, you know, as an easy number or whatever at the beginning. But then I was like, oh, my God, this guy is this. But then the part that I saw yesterday, I really felt it was genuine. So I'm not really sure, honestly.
All right, a good point Janet brought up that I thought was he claimed to be a super fan.
Yeah.
All right. If he's a super fan, number one, when he goes on the little excursion, the little retreat with the other players from the other tribe, and he gives up all the information about all of his other tribe mates. Does a super fan do that? And
no, they don't.
And if they do, do they then come back and admit they did that? It's
exactly.
Like a, it's like a double whammy. It's like you wouldn't do it to start with, and then if you did do it, you damn sure don't come back and tell them that you did it.
Yeah, I definitely don't buy the fact that he's a super fan because you would know better than to do something like that, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
well, what do you think about the other players now? I mean, there's so many we haven't seen much from. I mean, it's been so concentrated on Banu, Medevac. Early on, Jelinski, the first episode. I mean, we're not seeing a lot of some of the players.
Well, it's hard to get connected, really, and to really find someone you really, really like, you know. That's how I feel about it. I mean, Tim, I was like, who's Tim? Who's Tim? That's what I was saying when I was listening last week to the podcast. I had to go back and look who Tim was, you know.
Right.
And it, maybe it's because, you know, of they've been safe, you know, and haven't had to go to tribal. So we haven't seen a lot of conspiracy, you know, to go against each other, stuff like that, maybe. I don't know. But it's hard to connect with them. I don't know. It's not, so far, it's not one of my favorite seasons at all.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another thing we've been talking about, because Jeff really touted this season as the best season of the new era, and it's really not hitting home like that with fans.
I don't get how
they're real
disappointed getting blown away.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this. Australian Survivor blows it away by a mile and a half easily.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just hard to really, you know, feel connected this season so far. I just hope it changes. Maybe it will.
Well, it's going to get better. I don't know if it's going to get good enough to where people forget how bad it's been, you know.
Yeah.
If it's good all the way through, everybody remembers it. But if it's this bad and then you do have a decent ending, half the fans are going to be like, okay, well, that was good. And then half the fans are going to be, well, it was okay, but my God, remember this and remember that and remember this.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the risk is right now. But, I mean, Steve, it's kind of getting obvious that this is not the best season of the new era.
No, not even close. Not even close. It's basically what it was Probst essentially hyping up the season, because that's, of course, part of his job as host is, you know, like how you do with the Whispers games, Jim, is you hype up a season and you get people interested.
But there's one difference, Steve. And I'm not knocking Jeff for this, because you have to work with what you have, you know. And he only
right.
had so much he could work with, and it's like you just said, it's his job. But when I say it, I deliver. I mean,
well,
our seasons are fantastic, and it's because of the creativity that the Dream Team comes up with on twists and challenges. And our players are so invested. I mean, these people stay up all night trying to do stuff in the game, playing and making alliances and looking for idols. And it's different. I mean, it's different with us because it's always delivered. But on the other hand, I have empathy for Jeff, because he can only work with what he's got, you know, and he's in a tough spot because you got to promote it. He can't come out and say, well, I hope you enjoy the season, I did all I could do. He's got to come out and say, this is a great season, you know, and maybe the words he chose as being the best of the new era, maybe that was a little much. But, I mean, he has to promote it. I mean, now we got fans looking back at like when Erica won, or when, what was her name? The black girl from Canada, starts with an M. Come on, help me out, Melissa.
Michelle.
Huh?
The one that won
Marianne.
From Canada?
Marianne.
Remember how fans were so pissed? Remember how fans were so pissed those seasons? Because we didn't see what they were doing. We don't see what they're doing. And I've been telling everybody all season they were going to win. Everybody's like, well, I don't see it. I don't see what they're doing. And now all of a sudden you look back and you're thinking, you know, maybe they weren't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's those seasons
what?
Were better than
I was
what
telling
we've
you the whole
so
time
far.
That she wasn't that bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's true, Melissa, but general population of the fans – they didn't like either of those seasons because they kind of couldn't figure out the edits and stuff. You know, they were spoiled. You know, they were like, we can always figure a little of this out and a little of that out, and we didn't see this coming, so we don't like this. And now all of a sudden this season, you can't see what's coming, and you're still pissed. So it's like, what? I mean, look. I'm not friends with Jeff Probst. Everybody knows that. But I'll defend him when, I mean, his hands are a little bit tied here. You know, he's got to promote the show. Still a lot to go.
And he's got to throw his cards into the pile where hopefully the ending will make people forget how shitty it started. I mean, that's what he has to do at this point. I mean, can't you see that, Steve, from seeing so many seasons and being involved in the Whispers games? I mean, it's like that's what he's got to work with. You know, if I had a finale in Whispers of two people that had no way in hell of getting there and nobody gave a crap about, I got to figure out a way to make it worth people coming back every night to watch. And that's what Jeff's got to do right now. And I think he's going to get to that. I mean, I know there's more good stuff coming, but he's kind of had his hands tied with such a shitty beginning.
Yeah, that's the problem is that, you know, he can basically only work with what they're giving him. And, you know, if they're not giving him, a good season, he has no choice but to somehow find a way to put a spin on it to try and drive up interest.
And with Banu, his options are, I'm going to get behind this and support this and promote him, and hopefully fans will get behind it and think it's a wonderful, wonderful story and love him, or I'm going to get behind him and trash him and say, what the fuck were you doing out here? Which option are you going to do, Steve?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, unless you have a bone to pick with a certain player, you're gonna try to put out the best edit that you can put out for whatever he gave you. Which, I mean, he gave them 23 confessionals the previous two episodes here. You know,
yeah.
That right there.
For anybody that never pays attention to confessionals as to when somebody's going to leave, there you go. There you go.
I mean, that right there should tell you the fact that, you know, he was such, you know, a huge part of the story was revolving around him. That's literally all that they could really. Because each episode is basically like telling a story. You got to figure out, okay, who are we going to center, or who are we going to focus everything around this episode?
Yeah. Well.
The whole thing is, you know, again, it comes down to what he had to work with. And when you got one tribe that continuously loses and you've got this one guy over there in Banu with what all he's doing, saying, acting, I mean, that's what you're going to have to show. I mean, again, it gets back to what Jeff had to work with. I mean, what else? I mean, he showed Tiffany being good at around camp and getting an idol. He's shown Kenzie. He's shown Q. He didn't show a lot with Jess. He showed Jelinski to make him out to be the ass he was. But it's predominantly been Banu. Banu. And I know most of the talk around the internet today is, thank God he's gone. Maybe we can see Survivor now.
That's my feeling. I'm glad he's gone.
That's my feeling as well.
Yeah.
Why show that much of Banu when there's other contestants that you can focus on?
Well,
because he's a huge part of the story.
Yeah, on that tribe, normally the tribe that loses, they're getting the airtime. And on that tribe, I think they've showed Kenzie and Tiffany and Q an ample amount of time. I don't think they've left them out. I just think that it became more the Banu show with how pathetic he was. And maybe in Jeff's mind, maybe Jeff was thinking, I got to do the right thing. I can't blast this guy. I got to do the right thing, but I'm going to give him a really, really piss poor edit. I'm going to let the fans figure out how piss poor this guy was. But I can't do it myself, being a host of the show. Maybe that was part of it, Steve.
Possibly. But, at the same time, I wouldn't really call his edit piss poor, because it seemed like they were trying to make him into a sympathetic character, as opposed to what they did with Jelinski, where they basically ridiculed him the entire episode. You know, with the whole ridiculing with Banu seems to be more within the fans' heads as opposed to what was actually put out there on the show. Because if we're going by what was put out there on the show, they made him into a sympathetic type of character.
But also, I think they went overboard with the amount of confessionals they gave him.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, we
but
did
also
have,
at the same time.
We did have a ton of confessionals from him.
Yeah, 35 and 4 episodes has got to be some sort of record.
I think you're right. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, are you kidding me? But then you go back and think about watching it, and you're like, yeah, I can kind of see that, because it's like every 4 or 5 minutes, we're getting another confessional.
Yeah. And I think the overkill on confessionals didn't really help people's perception of Banu.
Well, no, because, I mean, well, yeah, because people were feeling like, all right, we're being force-fed this guy. You know, we've seen him. We got it. We understand it, Jeff. You know, show us somebody else.
Exactly. Kind of like the way it was with He Who Shall Not Be Named.
And everybody knows who that is.
Yep.
So, man. All right. Everybody fire it out there. Rapid. Just give me a name. Who's next? Who's leaving next?
Q.
Yeah, Q.
I'll be different and say Soda.
Yeah, I'll go with Soda.
All right, we got Q and Soda. You guys pay attention.
I sure hope so.
The thing with me with Banu, I mean, after we did the podcast last week, and I told Steve this today, I said, do you think they believe me now about Banu? And he said, well, they should have. And I said, I thought I made it clear on the podcast. He said, you made it very clear. So that's why I didn't even put his picture up in Premiere this week. Cause I mean, it was like, why? Why? I mean, don't everybody know what's coming next? It's like, you didn't need a spoiler to tell you what was happening this week. Everybody knew what was coming.
Yep. And the sad thing is, if they didn't have Banu, they probably would have won that immunity challenge.
Poor guy. He even skipped a phase in the challenge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who was the guy? Because, like I said, I didn't watch it last night. I watched it today. When I watched it, the challenge when they jumped in the water. I can't remember who the guy was, but when he dove in the water, he hit face first, flat. And my first thing, when I saw it, I went, oh.
Wasn't it him?
Because I knew that hurt. I knew that hurt.
Yeah, we might have been Tim.
Yeah, I thought it was Tim.
I thought it was a white guy.
Oh, maybe.
Charlie,
I thought
maybe?
It was Tim.
No, Charlie was the one yelling Taylor Swift as he jumped.
Charlie was the one that did.
I can tell you this. It was the tribe on the left, far left side. They would have been going left to right. They would have been in the first lane on the left. Whoever that was.
And Charlie
but
was
when
the,
they
Charlie
hit that water,
the
first thing I thought
crash,
was, oh, my
splash.
God, I know that hurt. I know that hurt. And
maybe
Jeff
it was
even
that
made
hurt.
A funny statement. Jeff even said something about calling a doctor. He quoted a song.
Yeah.
Get me a doctor or somebody call me a doctor. Y'all don't remember that?
Charlie's was...
I thought it was Tim or Charlie. That was out of the norm for Jeff. It was Q that took a face plant. And
well,
that's when Pope said,
"We might need to call a
doctor. Somebody call a doctor."
Yeah. Oh my God, that looked like that hurt so bad. I mean, you don't dive in the water flat like that. You go in head first or feet first.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought it was funny when they showed Venus diving in, going feet first, and she's doing what so many women do. They hold their nose while they're fixing to dive in the water. And yet
and then
when they
go.
Showed her... Well, yet, but the thing is, when they showed her the closest she got down to the water, she let her nose go.
Let
so what
me,
was
I
you hoping
that.
Your nose in the first place for?
Like, what's the point of that?
And all I could think, was, wow, that the pressure of that water going up her nose must have hurt.
But she let her nose go. It was like,
yeah.
And then that's when it isn't that the challenge where Tim decided he just wanted to just jump on the board,
yeah,
and not swim to him.
It was a comedy of errors.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But that when he face planted, oh, my God, I cringed. I mean, a lot of times you'll be watching stuff on TV and you'll see something and your body will react instead of your mouth. your body would just go, ooh, you know, it's like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, God, I know that hurt.
Yeah, that's still not even the worst face plant I've seen in the water. That happened on Australian Survivor.
Oh, it was bad. And he's an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing they keep getting back to with Q. He's an athlete. Why are these little things happening to him? He's an athlete. So, and he was, I mean, that's legit. That's true. He played wide receiver at Ole Miss in college. So, but he damn sure ain't been diving in water a lot. What do you think this is going to do, Melissa, with what Jim is trying to do with this? Do you think it's going to work? Do you think she's going to successfully throw the attention on someone and take them out? Or do you think it's going to be a no burger thing? Or do you think maybe it'll backfire?
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't backfire, and it may not. It's just in the preview. And you know how the previews are. They kind of try to lead you down a road, and it's not anything like what it really is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I just know that they said somebody's lying, and it showed Jim walking up the path, turning around with a dirty look on her face.
I don't know.
Or
what
it looked like, a dirty look.
I kind of saw that as it was working for her. I don't know. But I'm like you. I hope it works for her because I like her, you know.
Yeah, I do too. I think she and Maria are probably, when you say a woman wins, that's who I think of is Jem and Maria.
I'd love to see Jem win. I'd love to see Venus win. Normally, I don't get to see what I like.
Is that a spoiler?
Sort of. I could see Kenzie winning. Mm-hmm. I could see Tiffany winning. I could see Mariah or Venus. Those would be my top four females.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if you're really looking in depth. You know, we've talked about editing and how can this season rebound from how it has started. It would take a really good underdog to come mm-hmm. back from where they are right now
yep.
and win and get fans behind them. So that would probably make you look at Kenzie and Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But it could also make you look at Venus.
Venus, yeah.
It could make you look at Venus, but she's not going to win.
Aw, bummer.
And I would hardly call Kenzie and Tiffany underdogs as aggressive as they are.
But you have to look at numbers, Melissa. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going into a merge – and you got some people there, and they've got five of them or four of them, and there's only two of you. I mean, that's underdog.
I predict they're going to be just as aggressive during the merge.
If you're in that situation, you got some work to do.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that for the ones that are on here that have played the Whispers games. You go to a merge, and there's six from another tribe there, and just two of you.
Yeah.
you got some damn work to do.
Yep.
So,
not to mention that Banu went and told the people on the other two tribes what a lizard, what did he say, Carl? Kenzie? he fed them that information.
Dragon.
Yeah,
dragon. Mermaid.
Mermaid dragon.
Yeah, mermaid.
Yeah, mermaid,
mermaid
dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He put that
yeah,
in their heads.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And, JB, just so you know, and everyone else can read into this what they want, Kenzie has a website now set up selling merchandise.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I feel like a lot of people sell merch these days when they're on the show.
Yeah, not this early.
True.
Let me rephrase that, Tim. Not this early if they're going deep.
Okay.
Normally if they do it this early, it's because they're about to leave. And that's not her.
Ooh. Interesting. By the way, did anyone see that picture Ben posted with his mom and Terry Deets? Yeah, apparently his mom's a flight attendant, and the pilot on our plane the other day was Terry.
Wow, that's cool. No, I didn't see that. That would
yeah,
be
he
cool.
Posted that, he posted that
That'd
on Twitter
cool.
tonight.
Who posted that now?
Ben from this season.
Okay, I'll have to remember who he is.
He's the Metallica guy from the
All right, where did he post it? Where did he post it? Instagram?
Twitter.
Oh, I probably didn't see it on Twitter then. If I don't put it on Instagram, I don't usually see it. I don't pay much attention to Twitter. I mean, I use it for, you know, promoting the groups and tweeting out, you know, live, but normally if they don't post it on Instagram picture, I don't see it. But you bringing up Twitter does remind me of something I wanted to bring up. And this is for you, Rob Sesternino and Stephen Fishbach. This is for y'all. Because last week, after I went on this podcast and told everybody how horrible Banu was and what was going on, the two of them took to their podcast called The Know-It-Alls and came to the conclusion that Banu was a lock for Final Three.
Oh. All right.
That's hilarious.
Goodness.
Final Three. And then they threw in the added cherry on top that he'll win Sea of Money too, which he may win that. I don't doubt that. But they came to conclusion after last week he was a lock for Final Three. There's no way he couldn't make the Final Three. And I just retweeted their tweet and said one word in all caps, impossible. So, watch who you pay attention to. I can't believe Fish fell for that shit. I really can't. He's smarter than that. He should know better than that. I guarantee you Eliza didn't fall for it.
No, uh-uh.
Oh, but.
Well, was she all up in your inbox, Jim?
No, she didn't. She didn't even talk this week. It was too damn obvious this week. She didn't have to ask nothing. That's what I'm saying. I mean, she didn't even have to ask a thing. She already knew what was happening this week. Now, I'll probably hear from her. I'll probably hear from her this coming week. But it's like I said, it was like this past week, I didn't hear from people because it was like everybody knows what's going to happen. That's why I didn't even put his picture up. It's like, it's a foregone conclusion. He's leaving this week.
Yeah.
And how Rob and Fish come up with him being a lock-in for final three, that just blows my mind. I don't understand that.
So much for them being know-it-alls.
Well, they want to make sure
they don't know it all.
Any of you that were on this podcast last week and listened to me, any of you would have seen that and thought, I think y'all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, how in the world could he have got to final three?
Yeah.
Someone would have, with all of his crying and whine and someone would have broken off a stick and sharpened the end of it and stabbed his ass before this was over with.
Yeah. And also, like, I just was like, in that scene where he, like, had this random beef with God all of a sudden, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Peggy, what's going on with your family? Everybody doing okay now?
Well, my brother, thank God, it wasn't cancer again. He had a blockage. He had rectal cancer back in 2004. And, of course, they had to remove his rectum, and he had a bag. And then he took real sick last week, and it was a blockage in his intestines. And thank God it wasn't cancer, but it was scar tissue. So they had to go in and cut 5 centimeters of his small intestines and redirect it. So he just got released today. And then last night, my cousin died of her second bout with brain cancer.
Oh,
sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I knew you'd been going through a lot.
Yeah,
and I was just kind of laying back because, you know, sometimes when you're going through all of that,
yeah,
you don't want to. I'm going to use this word, and it's probably not the proper word, but you don't want to be bothered by other people because you've got all this other stuff going on, and it's kind of like, you know, when you're on this end of it, like I was, it's kind of like, you know, you gotta give her a little time and get through all of this stuff, and then maybe you can talk.
Well, it's only been a year since we lost our baby brother, so, you know, that was really scary because, like, 3 years ago, the same brother got bladder cancer, you know? So it's just, I don't know, it's just, I'm just glad he's okay, you know? But then we turn around a couple days later. And
it is. It's weird how sometimes that hits one family and it hits it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know last week I had my cousin Debbie, who's been fighting breast cancer for 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
She finally lost. She died last week. And then I found out that her brother, my cousin Steve, had esophageal cancer, and I already knew that, but I mean, he got to ring the bell. You know how they ring the bell when they're cancer-free?
Yeah.
But then we were wondering because he was, you know, posting all this kind of weird stuff, and then come to find out,
he was having trouble breathing, and he went into the doctor, and the doctor said, with all the scar tissue and everything caused by his radiation and chemo treatments, that he needed a trach. So they had to put a trach in. Okay? This was my cousin Debbie's brother. But it doesn't end there. Then their younger brother, Rut, they found out, it's kind of like, okay, when you think of ALS, which I know that Penner's wife had.
Right, Stacy.
Russ got diagnosed with something similar to that. However, it was just in his arms. And he was diagnosed with that in 2018. And it was just in his arms and his hands. And he was an electrician at Warner Brothers Studios in California. And he had to quit because he didn't have use of his arms and hands anymore.
Oh,
well, all of a sudden, he starts having trouble breathing and stuff. And he goes into the doctor, and the doctor says, it's moving. So now it's moving out of his arms and his hands, and currently he is on a ventilator in a nursing home.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's just like, sometimes with certain families, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. That's been mine for the past 6-7 years. So many of my family
members.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Yeah.
And you just have to knock on wood and thank him of the stars.
Yeah.
You know, we've been, it's like, yikes.
Yeah,
it
does, and it's crazy. It does seem to go in cycles like that,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of felt like that with Janet this season in her last Whispers game. It was like, what else is going to happen with them? I mean, it was like, her Vic was having some issues, some emotional issues that we had to deal with. Janet had her everyday life that she was dealing with, and then Aaron ends up with the truck crash.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole thing with the truck, and it was like, it was like Janet was getting hit with one thing after another. And actually, it was affecting Aaron and Vic too. They were all being affected. But it seems like it goes like that, kind of in cycles where, one thing happens and then, okay, I can deal with this. And now all of a sudden there's something else and there's something else. And it's like you have to deal with it. And then all of a sudden, okay, I'm getting 3 or 4 months off where I'm going to be okay. If you can battle through them. But, and I know Melissa's gone through a lot of that.
Yeah. It just makes you feel numb sometimes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
then there's
Cheryl and Tamara too. Like, it's crazy.
Then there's the others of us, like Tim, who, I mean, it's like the biggest decision is, which jersey am I buying this week? Am I buying Jaylen's jersey?
Well, I hope he continues to do that. That's the happy
thing. Yeah.
But, Tim, be ready. Be ready, son, because one of these days, you're going to go through stuff like this. It's life. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, I know.
It really does. You don't see it right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're at an age and a situation where you hadn't had to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
and you hear what other people are saying.
Yep.
Eventually, you're going to be like, now I see what they were going through.
Yep.
I mean, I've had a few relatives pass away, but thankfully not since before COVID, I don't think.
Yeah.
What? Maybe one of them was after COVID. I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
But it's been a while either way.
Steve, you want to share with everyone what a massive new laptop you have now to do all of this whisper stuff?
What?
Yeah, actually, you know what's funny is my previous laptop basically all of a sudden decided to shit the bed out of nowhere. So,
oh, no.
I mean, it just out of the blue, like all of a sudden it went from, you know, working fine to now all of a sudden shutting down every 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
So, you know, I basically decided, well, I got to do something. I got to get a new laptop or something. And ultimately, I ended up getting essentially the same laptop, the same brand laptop, but with basically with a better graphics card, a better processor, and a better two times the RAM.
Nice. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm just happy to actually have a functioning computer again. So.
Oh, good.
The whole time I was hearing all of this, I was thinking, like, God, I hope I don't have to do that, because I wouldn't know how to do it. I'd have to ask one of the kids, can you come set this shit up for me? Same way I do when I get a new phone. I look around the house at who's available to come do this. So
get your young kids.
We got about 15 minutes left. Open it up. Anything you want to talk about? Anything we didn't cover? Anything you want to talk about? If there's another show going on that you want to discuss?
What did you think of Deal or No Deal?
That's what I was just getting ready to ask.
Yeah,
I love
on the
it.
Same wavelength.
I love
Rob
it.
Almost losing his life.
Yeah, I love it. My opinion about the show is I love it, but I'm going to be honest with myself and say I think I love it because Rob's on it. Because I don't know how much interest I'd have in it if it was just a bunch of people I didn't know. But I love anything that Rob's on. I mean, he's great TV. And, I mean, he showed it again. And, of course, I'm pulling against Kim. Because, I mean, you know, she played one of our Whispers games, and I mean, I know her, and she was a decent player. She was a decent player in Whispers games. She got involved with some people I didn't think she should have gotten involved with,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't end very well, but she was a good player, but I just don't particularly like her. I like Alyssa, and go ahead, Melissa. God, I know I'm going to hear from you. I know why you like her. Go ahead. I was talking to
Whatever.
Corey Wood about this. I was talking to Corey Wood about this the other day, talking about Rob on there, and he was like, oh, my God, I guess they just spoiled he leaves. And I said, no, just watch the episode. And then he actually brought her up. because he was talking about the different alliances and stuff. And I know Claudia. I've known Claudia for years. So I had told Corey about that. He couldn't believe Claudia gave up her whole game for Rob. And I said, I don't think she saw it that way. And I have talked to Claudia since that episode, so I know she didn't see it that way. She saw it as she got roped into, she wasn't going to back down from Kim, and it wasn't as much for Rob as it was that she wasn't going to back down from Kim. She was pissed off at Kim. And she told me, I think I might have brought this up last week, or maybe it was Corey I talked to. She told me that she felt like Kim came out there fully intending on being the villain of the season and getting airtime and maybe other opportunities as being the villain. She thought that was Kim's whole. She thought that was Kim's whole intent.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that when we talked about
it. Okay, it was all right. Must have been you, Tim. And I could see that. I mean, I could see that with Kim.
Absolutely.
But I didn't see a whole lot of villain from her, unless they just we're just not seeing behind the scenes stuff. I really didn't see
first
a
couple
lot of
episodes.
That.
First couple episodes, pretty bad for her.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I'll have to go and watch that.
I also just want to say this, but Steve, I believe I called what was going to happen on the last episode when I saw the preview.
Yeah. Yeah. But honest opinion, I think I like it because of Rob.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't watch it without someone like that. You know, a character that I knew was going to be entertaining. I probably wouldn't watch it. I would watch the Traitors now, no matter who they put on there.
Me too.
Yeah. You should see the UK version of the Traitors. That one's particularly good.
Yeah, I've got to watch some of those, because if we're gonna the next Whisper season is gonna be what I want it to be. I need to do some more research. I need to do my homework. Because I've seen a lot. I've seen both celebrity versions. I need to go look at the other versions that, like you're talking about, Tim, and see what I can pick up on
to
incorporate.
The ending to the second Australian season of Traitors, oh my God, it's hilarious.
The second season, I only saw one season on Paramount. Do they not have it on?
There's two. Peacock's got them.
I know, but they only had one season the last time I looked.
I know the second season.
Well, you said, Melissa, you said Paramount. You meant Peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah, they're on
Hang
Peacock.
On.
They're on Peacock.
I want to look again.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to look again, but I did. I couldn't get into the UK season one, Traitors, but I'm going to watch season two and see what happens.
I've loved the U.S. versions. I've loved the U.S. versions partly because I love the host.
Yeah. Oh, Alan Cumming in. Alan Cumming and Fergus are both great.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's fantastic. He is. I mean, he's got me trying to imitate his voice is how good he is.
Yeah, he's the perfect
and
kind
Janet
of actor.
And Peggy can verify that.
Yes, I can. You did pretty good, too, actually. You did.
Fergus,
he's the perfect kind of actor that you want for something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Traitors Australia only one season, but they're just now doing the second season of the Traders UK.
Go ahead, Tim.
I will tell you, I honestly think the UK Traders might be better than the American one.
Oh, wow.
All right. What about?
Although I didn't like season one. I don't know why.
What about Big Brother Canada? I haven't heard a lot.
So they just started recently, and actually the last two seasons they have not had live feed. That's probably why you're not hearing a lot.
I haven't seen much talk in BBW about it. And normally, there's quite a bit of talk in there.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that. This season's going all right, I would say. There was a pretty decent blind side this week. And let's see. They actually put two returnees this season, one of whom is
chaos. I had noticed last season that interest was a little bit down.
Yeah, and that would be because the reason for that is because they took away the live feed. So there were several people that quit watching because they took feeds away. But also in general, BB Can 11 was absolutely horrendous. Like, honestly, one of the worst seasons ever.
Well, if you don't have feeds, it's hard for Americans to watch it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, even some Canadians stopped watching because of no feeds.
Huh. What about Amazing Race so far, Tim, Steve? Looking good or what?
I mean, I'll be honest, this season's kind of meh for me, but like the thing with Amazing Race this season is this was originally filmed as season 35, and so they're back to like COVID era protocols, Amazing Race, and those COVID era Amazing Race seasons were just kind of boring because they could only stay in, like, one continent area, and every team was on the same flight together whenever they had to fly anywhere. There were no U-turns or anything to cause drama or anything like that. So, yeah, this season's not really off to the greatest start. They stayed in one city for both episodes so far. And it was like things largely stayed the same in the way of placements and I don't know. It's like the COVID era Amazing Race stuff just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this season might take a step back compared to what we saw last season.
Definitely. It definitely will.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you, Do you think they need to do another, you know, because this is kind of the trend right now on reality shows is bringing back and casting players from other shows into your show. Do you think Amazing Race needs to do another season like that where they bring some teams in from other shows?
Maybe.
Not necessarily. I mean, they definitely. I mean, just based off of last season, you know, they had quite a few characters that if they needed to bring back players who have already been on TV, you know, there were a couple of teams from last season that actually could actually appeal to viewers.
I agree. Yeah.
Obviously,
the Death Dad and the Son.
That depends on what happens this season, though.
Yeah, the two teams I would bring back from last season were the father and son, Robin Corey and Stephen Annaly.
Yeah, but I'm talking more about maybe bringing back from other shows like Rob Amber or. I don't know, you know, you can name a lot of them because when they leave the shows, that's what they're thinking is I'd like to be on Amazing Race. I'm not thinking as much as bringing back amazing race teams that have been popular or played well. I'm thinking about from other shows.
I mean,
maybe.
Maybe.
You know, think out of the box a little bit now. Think out of the box. After we've had traders, think out of the box. Put CJ in your shell. How about putting Dan and Janelle together? Would that be wild?
Well, Janelle's already done the amazing race with Brittany.
But not with Dan.
Yeah.
That's true.
How about Kate Chastain and Ben? Jeff Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would watch to see that. I would. I swear I'd. Because I like both of them. I really love Ben. But I like Kate, too. I would watch as long as they were in it. So that's kind of what I was hitting at, you know.
I think it depends on who you cast.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I think they should possibly. And I mean, it's getting that way in casting now. I mean, because now you got players out there fully advertising. It's like Ceree did Big Brother, now Sandra. Sandra has done Survivor and Traitors, and now she's openly pimping to put her in the Big Brother house.
I think
Ceree has said she would like to do Amazing Race with Jared.
Of course. They're all becoming full-time reality stars.
Yep.
Huh. So, but if it works, it works. But you can't overkill it, as Celebrity Apprentice found out.
Yep.
That killed their show. It killed their show.
Also, on another note, I just want to say, suck it, Kentucky. Suck it, Calipari.
Did they lose?
Yes, they did lose.
They lost.
Kentucky lost?
Yeah.
My God.
But as I told somebody else earlier, that's not just going to hurt you. It's going to hurt a lot of people.
Holy God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one pool I was in with my brother. I was 9-for-9 before Kentucky lost. It's like, I'm not even mad about it.
I haven't even looked at mine. All right,
listen, gang.
So
we got